All right. So now they do. So all the parshios in Bereishis, you know, every time we come back to them in the cycle, we come up with new problems, new issues, new perspectives. When you read Parshas Toldos, there's so many problems in Parshas Toldos. There's so many things when you take a step back and you think about Yitzchak and Rivka's relationship, you think about Yaakov and Esav, what's going on in this whole story, who knew what. But, you know, there's also something that when you look at the whole Parsha, the whole structure of the Parsha is off. Because what's the beginning of the Parsha? The beginning of the Parsha is the birth of Esav and Yaakov, right? At the end of Chai Sarah, Yitzchak gets married. The beginning of Toldos, the very next parsha, is the birth of Yaakov and Esav. And in fact, Yaakov and Esav are old. They're old enough that Avram dies. Yaakov sells the Nezid Adoshim, the pot of lentils, the cooked lentils, to Esav. Esav gives him the Bechor for it. And then what happens? Right? Those are that's a significant part of the parsha. That's the first, like, you know, 15 psukim of the parsha, and then all of a sudden we forget about Yaakov and Esav. We go to basically the only story only about Yitzchak and Rivka in Yitzchak's life, the only story that's about Yitzchak, and then that goes on for 30 psukim or so. Then we go to Perek Chav Zayin, back to the story of the blessings, meaning there's very little about Yitzchak himself. And the Parsha starts off that Yitzchak is almost just a segue character. He's almost a connector between Avram and Yaakov that has no place of his own. And Mefarshim are troubled by the fact that we start off the Parsha with the birth of Yaakov and Esav, and then we drop Yaakov and Esav like a hot potato. They're nowhere to be seen. And then we go into this episode. Was this before Yaakov and Esav were born? When there's a famine in the land, they want to go down to Egypt. He doesn't go down to Egypt. And, right? And he goes to the Eretz Plishtim. And the same thing happens that they say, he tells Rivka, V'yomer achosihi kiarei lemar ishti peni arguni. And what happens? Avimelech Melech Plishtim realizes it's all a ruse. What are you doing here? Why are you playing this game with us? And then there's an episode with Wells. And then we get to the brachos. Yitzchak realizes he has to be that connector between Avram and one of his sons. He thinks maybe Esav, maybe Yaakov. Okay, what blessing is he exactly giving? And Mefarshim are troubled by this. And they say it's almost as if even the episodes about Yitzchak that are only about Yitzchak are merely to set the tone for why Yitzchak is going to choose Esav. Meaning even the only stories, the only two stories about Yitzchak himself, Mefarshim interpreted, it's really just a precursor to understanding Esav and Yaakov. And so what I want to do tonight is I just want to talk about Yitzchak. I want to talk about Yitzchak Avinu. We don't talk about him enough, right? To understand really who he was, what made him tick, and why there's some very interesting gemaras, nevuos, ideas in this week's parsha that, in fact, Yitzchak Avinu is the one that goes to bat for us more than any of the other avos, right? There's a famous Gemara in Shabbos we've mentioned before that we're going to revisit. So first, to really delve into who was Yitzchak, to really understand Yitzchak, we have to start with the first pasuk. Ve'ela told us Yitzchak ben Avram, Avram holidus Yitzchak, right? That these are the chronicles of Yitzchak, the son of Avram, Avram holidus Yitzchak. And we know Rashi is bothered, everyone's bothered by the very strange lashon. If he's the Yitzchak, then Avram, he's Yitzchak, the son of Avram. Why does it say that Avram holidus Yitzchak, that Avram gave birth to Yitzchak? See, Rashi famously tells us that. What? Because the late Sane Hadar, the scoffers, the cynics of the day, what were they saying? They were saying, Avram and Sarah together so many years, she can't conceive. She's by Avimelech one night, and then lo and behold, Vashem pakad Sarah. She conceives, right? Guess who is the father of this child? It's not Avram. It's Avimelech. And so Hashem has to make it that Yitzchak looks exactly like Avram, right? To show that, you know, all of your Lashon Hara is false and it's not true. And Hashem is being made. Hashem is testifying that Avram holidus Yitzchak. Now the question is, do you think that when the Torah is telling us, Avram halid es Yitzchak, all it is telling us that physically they looked alike. So many Mefarshim say, Avram halid es Yitzchak, talk about the real toldos, talk about the real progeny, the real impact that a person has, right? Of course, you know, their children, their generations, but toldos so often in the Torah means their epic, their stories, their legacies, right? That's what toldos is. So when we say Avram halid es Yitzchak, it doesn't merely mean that Avram and Yitzchak looked alike, but it meant that spiritually, Avram holed es Yitzchak. Everything that Yitzchak is from his father Avram. Everything that he is spiritually, just like physically, he mirrored his father, he looked very similar to his father, so too Yitzchak, in his avoda, in his service of God, Avram holed es Yitzchak. Avram gave birth to Yitzchak. The question then famously is, how can it be that Avram, Yeshayahu refers to him as Avram Ahuvi, my beloved Abraham. Avram's all about love, all about chesed. And Yaakov Avinu, in next week's parsha, when he's having his real confrontation with Laban at the end of the parsha, after he leaves, right, Vayetze is a massive parsha. So much goes on in Vayetze. When he has his confrontation with Laban, how does he refer to Hashem vis-a-vis his father? He refers to Pachad Yitzchak. He refers to God, Hashem, as Pachad Yitzchak, the fear of Isaac. So Yitzchak is all about Yira, fear. Avram is all about Ahava, love. How can it be that Avram holed es Yitzchak, they're really, really, they're the same spiritually, they're mirror images spiritually? And we spoke about the idea from my Rebbe, Rabbi Michal Rosenzweig Shlita, we've spoken about it in the past, that the greatest definitional moment of Avram in Yitzchak's eyes was, of course, the Akedah, a moment of Gevura, a moment of great strength. So when Yitzchak is mirroring who his father was, what did he see from his father in that climax moment? Great Yira, right? Atiadati kirei elokimata, right? So that's one perspective. The Lubavitch Rebbe has a little bit of a different perspective that I think we have to try and understand, because it will refine what Yira really means. And we know that the Zohar talks about the importance of having Yiras Hashem and Avasem, the two wings of the dove of the Jewish people. The Rambam talks about it. Everyone talks about it. So what is Yiras Hashem? When we talk about Yitzchak as Pachad Yitzchak, Hashem is what does that mean? That he was afraid of punishment? We do find that in this week's parsha. Right? When Esav comes in, hey, pops, I got you food. Yechred Yitzchak has charada gedola. And the Medrash says, like, the entrance to hell opens up beneath him. He's like, no, what did I do? I messed up. Right? That there is a certain fear vis-a-vis Gehenim and Onish, like in the classical sense of fear. But also, Bavitcher Rebbe says that when we think about fear, would laughter be associated with fear? Right? Well, some people laugh when they're nervous, right? But the Yitzchak, the laughing that gives Yitzchak his name at the end of Lech Lecha, not at the beginning of Vayera, meaning he's named Yitzchak because Avram laughs out of joy, not out of disbelief and mocking, right? So that's a laughter that connotes joy, that connotes great simcha. And we're saying that this is Pachad Yitzchak. He is the fear of Isaac, like the fear and laughing and joy go together? I wouldn't think so. And further on in the parsha, in Perek Chavav Pasuk Yid Gimel, Vayigdal Ha'ish Vayilach Haloch V'Gadel Ad Ki Gadal Ma'ot, the Torah describes Yitzchak in a way that Avram's never described, as Yitzchak becoming exceedingly, exceedingly wealthy, in a way that Avram is never even described. And when we think about Yira, we think about fear, we think about recoiling, we think about pulling back, we think about a sense of nullifying of self, submissiveness, right? But yet here we see that Yitzchak is proliferating and he's becoming so powerful and so expansive. What's going on? When we talk about Yira, so Lubavitcher Rebbe says he thinks the key is a Rashi in Bahaloscha. It's also a Sefrei, halachic medrash in Devarim, and what is it that the lashon of the medrash is eved melech melech, that the eved to a king is a king, right? The eved to a king is a king. What does that mean? The servant to a king is a king. What does that mean? So we have to really understand what Yiras Hashem is. Rav Shlomo Volbe, again, we're going to the Bavitch Rebbe, to Rav Shlomo Volbe, the great Baal Musar, Zatzal, he says, when we talk about Yiras Hashem, very low level means fear of a punishment. There's also fear of sin, that you have a relationship with Hashem, and you're afraid to ruin that relationship, right? If you have someone you really care about, you don't want to do something that annoys them. Why? Because you don't want to ruin the relationship, right? And it could be minor. It could be major. It could be minor, right? Like what's the pet peeve of your significant other, of someone you care about, that like they really don't like, so you don't do it, right? Like, I try not to crack my knuckles in front of Leah, you know. And she might be listening, so, but hopefully she doesn't hear me cracking my knuckles now. But I know, and I have my pet peeves, right? So Yiras Hashem is like, you know what? The relationship is bigger. I don't want to mess up the relationship, so I'm not going to do things, right? Pulling back for the sake of a relationship. But then there are higher levels of Yira. And Rav Volbe says the highest level of Yiras Hashem, you know what that is? It's a total sense of just seeing everything. Yira from Re'iyah, of seeing, or Salvechik. My father would often quote this in the name of Salvechik, and I've seen it since in print, in Sfarim from Rabbi Salvechik, that Yira and Re'iyah share the same root, seeing and fear. It means seeing yourself as part of God's system entirely. It's the ultimate in terms of submissiveness, right? But therefore, an Eved, a servant that totally nullifies self to the king, guess what? You know what that Eved is? It's like the king. Because the Eved, exactly, friend, the Eved just wants what the king wants. The Eved always sees things only from the king's perspective. Exactly. That's what Rashi's telling us. That's what the Sefrei is telling us. Eved melech melech. And therefore, when we think about Yiras Hashem is not a lower level than Avas Hashem. The Lubavitcher Rebbe argues that Yiras Hashem and Avas Hashem bring you to the same peak. It's just a different way of getting there. And there are different times in our life that we use Ahava and different times in our life that we have to use Yira. But in a certain perspective, the way the Rebbe's explaining it, it could be that Yira is even higher than Ahava. And this explains differently why at the end of the Akedah, we're told, Ati Adati Ki Yirei Elokim Ata. Right? Because when you love, right? Love is often an emotion, right? There's certainly a cognitive aspect to the emotion. But when we talk about Yira, we're talking more cognition than emotion. Especially this aspect of Yira. Obviously, there's an emotional component also. But the Lubavitcher Rebbe says that when we talk about Pachad Yitzchak, and we talk about Yitzchak, the fear of laughter? Right, we're not talking about nervous laughter when someone's afraid. No, we're talking about the laughter of real fear, but it's not fear. The sense of pachad is the imminence of God, right? The notion that everything is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and everything about my life is focused on God, right? And that's why, by the Akedah, Yira is in fact higher than Ahava. And that's what the Lubavitcher Rebbe says, that when we talk about Yitzchak Avinu, we have to recognize this godless. And that's why, Dafka by Yitzchak, Vayigdal Ha'ish, Vayelech Haloch V'Gadel, Ad Ki Gadal Ma'od. Because Yitzchak, of all the Avos, is perhaps most intertwined, if you will, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even though Yaakov is known as Bechir Sheba Avos, the choicest, because he was tested in ways that the other Avos weren't tested. And even though Avram is the Amud HaEmuna, right? He's the pillar of faith. He's the founder of our faith. The one to find God and the one to call out to Hashem. But there's a certain quality of Yitzchak's Yira that in fact elevates him. And that's why, moving right along, wanted to talk about that Gemara in Shabbos, Pei Tes Amid Beis. It's a pasuk in Yeshayahu Samach Gimel that the Klal Yisrael's Ki Ata Avinu, that you are our father and not Avram and not Yisrael. What does that mean? So who are the Jewish people talking to at the end of days? They say Ki Ata Avinu because you are our father, and it says not Avram and not Yisrael, meaning not Yaakov. So who's left?
Yitzchak.
And the Gemara says, what happened? And it tells us a story that will happen. The story that will happen is that at the end of days, the Jewish people are going to be in a very low state, And Hashem's going to come to Avram Avinu and tell him, your children have sinned very badly. And Avram's going to say, Yimachu al Kedusha Shemecha. Wipe them out, erase them because of what they did to your great name. Hashem's like, whoa. You know, this is the kind one, the chesed. Then he says, let me go to Yaakov. He had Tzar Gidol Banim. He knows the pain of raising children. Let me go to Yaakov. And Hashem goes to Yaakov Avinu and says, Chatu Banecha. And you know what Yaakov says? Same thing. Yimachu al Kedu. So Hashem says, what's going on? Then he goes to Yitzchak. And Yitzchak says, what, God? They're my children. They're not your children? How much did they really sin? Come on. 70 years is a life. How much of it are they sleeping? How much of it are they in the bathroom? How much of it are they eating? How many sin? This is what the Gemara says. It's like Yitzchak's bargaining with God. And he says, come on, so how much do they really sin? You know what? For the little sins that they have, you and I together will share the sins of our children. And that's what the Medrash says, ki ata avinu, that you're our father, Yitzchak, dafka you. What? Really? It's interesting, no? That at the end of the days, we're dafka to look to Yitzchak. And furthermore, you know, talking about Yitzchak in the end of days, one of the stories about Yitzchak is what? Is the fact that we had these weird story with the wells, right? And you see in Perek Chavav, beginning Pasuk Yud Tes, page 130, Vayachperu Avde Yitzchak Menachal, Vayimtsu Shom Ber Mayim Chayim. The servants of Yitzchak dug in the Nachal, in the Wadi, and they found Ber Mayim Chayim, a wellspring. Vayarivu Roe Giror Im Roe Yitzchak Lemar Lanu Hamoyim Vekrashim Haber Esekis Askuimo. The shepherds of Gerar fighting with the shepherds of Yitzchak. The first bear is named Esek. Quarrel. The Achbar bear Achertz veYerivu Gamaleha VaYikru Shma Sitna. The name of the next one is Sitna, right? From again fighting and hate. And the last one is VaYachbar Berach. VaYatik Misham VaYachbar bear Achertz veLaRavala VaYikru Shema Rechovos. And the third well is named Rechovos. Right, Rechovos means rachav, like expansive, wide. And the Ramban famously tells us, you know what the three wells are? Whenever you find three in the Torah and Tanakh, what can it, or in Jewish, anywhere in Jewish tradition, so right away you think of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Wait, that can't be Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, they're right here. But what's the other three? The three Beis HaMikdashes, the three Batei Mikdash. And the Ramban says that's what this is. The first one is Esek. The second is Sitna, both negative names. What happens to the first two temples? The first two Batei Mikdash, they're both destroyed. The third one, he moves, not in the same place, he moves away. He digs a third one, and that's Rechovos. Because what does Rechovos mean? Expansive, open, big. And there's no more fighting when it comes to the third. And so the Ramban says, the third Beis HaMikdash, that's Rechovos. Now listen. Why Davka Yitzchak? Why didn't Avram have this issue with the wells? And that the three wells are, right?
I thought Avram did dig wells.
So there were redigging of wells, seven wells, right? What does that mean, seven? Right, correct. No, but right before there was a fighting about the wells of Avram. That Mamish Pasuk Yud Ches, right? And he called them the same names. But then these are the three new wells. And look, there are allusions to the three Batei Mikdash, both for Avram and Yaakov, but not so explicit in the Pasuk like this, according to the Ramban. So what's going on here? That Yitzchak Avinu, the Gemara and Shabbos, Ki Ata Avinu, Yitzchak, you're the one that we're going to run to, Kirachim Avalbanim, you have Rachmanis on us in a way that Avram and Yaakov don't. And at the same time, the three Be'eros, the three wells, alluding to Bais Rishon, Bais Sheni, Bais Shlishi, Dafka Yitzchak is digging them. Why Dafka Yitzchak?
It kind of relates to the Yira aspect, like what you're saying, Evan. He's on a different level.
Well, no.
If he's connected to Hashem in a different way, then it would come through him.
Exactly. No, so this is continuing, right? The idea of Yira could be that even though, as we said, he wasn't Bechir Sheba Avos, the choicest, as Zohar says, that was Yaakov, because of the Nisyonos he faced. He wasn't the founder of the faith. That was Avram and Chesed. But Yira, the Yira of Yitzchak, might reach a person to even higher levels. But now it's interesting how did that play out in his life? So Babich Rebbe points out, why is Yitzchak Davka the one that's connected to Geula Asida? So we know what happens to Yitzchak. Page 128, turn just the page before. Perek Chavav Pasuk Aleph. Vayi Rav Ba'aretz Milvad HaRav HaRishon Asher Haya Bimei Avraham Vayelech Yitzchok El Avimelech Melech Plushtim Gerara. Right? So there's a famine in the land. Aside, and it specifically says, aside from the first famine that was in the days of Avram, meaning it's clearly setting up a parallel. And what does Yitzchak do? He goes to Avimelech, Melch Plishtim Gerar. Where is Gerar? Meaning it's down south. Plishtim, like Ashdod, going south down the coast. Where's he planning to go? He's planning to go to Egypt, just like his father did. And in Pasuk Beis, Vayera Elav Adonai, Vayomer Al Teired Mitzrayim. Shechon ba'aretz asher omar elecha, gur ba'aretz hazos ve'eye imcha v'avarcheka, ki lecha ulozarecha, etin eskal eretzos el, v'akimosias hashvu ashen mishpati la'avram avicha. Right? V'herbeisias aracha. So Hashem goes on and tells him, you can't leave Eretz Yisrael. He's the only one that doesn't leave. Zok de Lubavitcher Rebbe. Listen to this. Why is Yitzchak the one that's going to defend the Jewish people to end the time? Why? Well, not the carbon, meaning why is he the one that talks about the three Batei Mikdash? Because Yitzchak was the one who never left Eretz Yisrael. He's the one of the Avos that stands as the beacon to remind his children for all generations, you belong here. You don't belong in Bavel. You don't belong in Paras. You don't belong in Russia. You don't belong in Germany. You don't belong in Poland. You don't belong in New York. You belong here with me. Yitzchak's the one who never leaves. Exactly, friend. And because of that, he's the one that's supposed to remind us wherever we are not where we're supposed to be if it's not Eretz Yisrael. Yitzchak is the one that can defend the Jewish people. Hashem, what do you expect of them? They were in Golos. What do you expect of our children? That's why Avram, he was in Golos. What do you mean? I smashed the idols in Golos. I was ready to be thrown into a fire. My children can't handle Golos? Wipe them out. Yaakov, what do you mean? I went to Haran. I dealt with Lavan in Golos. And then I was down in Egypt and I lost Yosef. And Dina was, I can deal with Golos also. My kids can't deal with Golos. Yitzchak is the one who says, Hashem, what do you expect from your children? Look what you did to them. And in fact, Chazal tell us this, that you know why the Jewish people sin? Because of Shibud Galios. Because we've been subjugated by the nations. And this Chazal, along lines of Yitzchak Avinu, is defending us. Hashem, what do you expect? So that's why when a Jew says, Et Samach David Avdecha Meiris Atzmiach, the Jew says, when we talk about the redemption, when we plead with Hashem, let our eyes see where, you know, the return of your Shechina to Tzion. You know who that's from? That's from Yitzchak Avinu. That's really from Yitzchak Avinu. And that, the Lubavitcher Rebbe says, is why Yitzchak Avinu can defend us in a way that the other Avos cannot defend us. Because he is the one who is the symbol of staying in Eretz Yisrael, staying faithful in Eretz Yisrael. But Hashem, when you spread them all around the world, what do you expect from them? What do you expect from them? But on a deeper level, in the Pnimius Hadvar, right, we know, as Alana said, that the three Avos also represent the three pillars that the world stands on. Avram is Chesed, right? Yaakov is Torah. And what's Yitzchak? He's Avoda. Now, what's interesting is Avraham, Chesed, is like running out there. It's external to a certain extent, right? Torah is also external. It comes from heaven, right? But the Torah is coming from outside to you. But what's Avoda? What's Avoda? Avoda is Avoda Pnimis. Yitzchak, the Yira, is inward turning. Chesed is external. Torah, to an extent, is external.
Who's the one with Gevura?
That's Yitzchak. Yitzchak. There's Yitzchak, exactly, friend. Yitzchak is Gevura. And that's to be turned inside. Gevura doesn't mean, right? As the Mishnah in Avos says, Ezu Gibor, strength is not subjecting other people. You know what Gevura is? Being able to control yourself. That's real Gevura. And so when we talk about the Be'er, what's a well? What is a well? Digging deep to do what? To find water that's there. Meaning, a well is not a collection of rainwater. And it's not a spring that just bubbles up. A well is you have to dig deep, but what are you digging to find? Underground water. Well water, right? Springfield, we shouldn't have to talk about this, right? Digging deep, right? The water, it's, but Lamaisa, think about it. When you're digging a well, what are you doing? You're doing your work, but ultimately, whether it's going to succeed, what's that based on?
If
the effort you put in, but ultimately Hashem has to guide you, right? What's building a Beis HaMikdash? What is Avoda really about? To prepare yourself to be a Merkava Lashchina, to prepare yourself that God's presence can rest in you, right? The Beis HaMikdash, you can build a magnificent structure. In fact, the Navi tells us this is what happened with Shlomo HaMelech. He built, Malachim describes, Shlomo really blinged out the Beis HaMikdash in a massive way. And he was throwing the party to end all parties. And guess what happened? Remember the story? The doors to the Heichal wouldn't open. Wouldn't open. Because it's not all you. You can't become all arrogant in your own personal avoda. So when we talk about the whole essence of a be'er, the whole essence of a well, that's mamsh what the Beis HaMikdash was. But that's what our avoda here is. You know, I often quote in the Mesil Sesharm, Musar Shmuz Thursday night, and we'll share it here as well, from the Evan Shleima, that the Vilna Gaon, who was certainly the Amud HaTorah, the Vilna Gaon, one of the greatest of the greatest of the Achronim. So the Vilna Gaon would tell his students, and Evan Shleima, they bring down, you know why you're here? You know the real reason why we're here? The main purpose of a human being in this world? To fix our midos. And this is the Vilna Gaon who sat learning by candlelight 20 hours a day. Like even during the daylight, he closed the shutters on his windows so he would only learn by candlelight, al pi kabbalah, to learn only by the light of a candle. Who can even describe what the Vilna Gaon was? But yet he told his students, you know why we're really here? To work on our midos, to fix ourselves. That's Avoda. That's Yitzchak Avinu. Again, Chesed is an outgrowth of that work. Torah might be the instructions to help us get there, right? But the essence of what we're here for is the Avoda of Yitzchak Avinu, is our Avoda HaPnimis. And that's why Yitzchak Avinu is the one that's going to defend us to the greatest degree. And when he says, look, the task that you gave them, what do you expect of them? And so this is why when we look at Yitzchak Avinu, we have to understand he's not a segue, God forbid. Yitzchak Avinu is not merely a connector of generations. He's not merely a placeholder. In fact, it could be in some ways Yitzchak Avinu is the epitome. And that's why we often talk about the Ayel Tamima. Right? The Ola Tamimi you were saying, but like Yitzchak is that whole rim. We say that the ashes of Yitzchak, we're still, the ashes of Yitzchak, or by the Kisei HaKavod. What do you mean the ashes of Yitzchak? He wasn't killed. But in that moment, he totally gave himself over. That was the moment that he became that Ola Tamima, that Ayel Tamim, right? That he total negation of self, Yira in the greatest degree. And so Yitzchak, some tzaddikim say that because he is that gevura and din, we don't like that being by itself. But we see that the gevura was turned inward, outwardly. Of course he had the chesed of his father. But as the Rebbe said, his was an avoda that wasn't running all around the world calling out in Hashem's name. He was working on himself to such a degree that just people interacting. He was a mashpia, but it was all panimi. They say about Rabbi Naftali Amsterdam, one of the Talmidim of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, one of the greatest of the great of the Bali Musar, that he was such a refined person, that he was such an amazing human being, that anyone who came into contact with him wanted to be a religious Jew. They say, you know how he did Kiruv? Just by being himself and talking to people. He was such an amazing person. And that's Yitzchak Avinu. That's who Yitzchak Avinu was. And this also helps us explain a lot about Yitzchak Avinu's relationship, of course, with Esav. Right? He clearly knew Esav was not a big tzaddik. Right? Because again, when Yaakov comes in, why does Yitzchak pause and be like, one second, who are you? Right? And he says, Vayomer Yitzchak el Yaakov, Gisha na v'amushcha b'ni hata zeh b'ni Esav imlo. Right? Oh, sorry. Perek Chav Zayin, Pasuk Chaf Aleph. Right? Page 136. Yitzchak says to Yaakov, come close that I can feel you. Is this my son Esav or not? And he says, Vayomer kol Yaakov, the voice is the voice of Yaakov, yadai mide Esav. And again, what does it mean that the kol is the kol Yaakov? Right? And because he says that that Hashem made me, Hashem prepared for me that I can come. Vayomer ki yikra Hashem elokecha lefanai. Hashem elokecha lefanai. Right? Yitzchak says, how do you come so quickly? And he says, oh, Hashem, your God, made me find the catch. We're able to prepare the food quicker. And Yitzchak's like, whoa, that's not Esav. Right? Come on. Right. Come on. Right. You know, when you kick on, oh, hello. Like, oh, okay, what did you do? Like, what's going on? This is not you. Right? We won't ask, which was Scott, which was Eric. Don't worry, friend. We won't ask. But the truth is, he knew who Esav was. But he also knew who Esav could be. He knew who Esav could be, Yitzchak. Because Yitzchak believed. He knew what it meant. Avod the Pinimis. He knew what it meant to work so intensely. And that's why it's even, it's a little bit late, but that's why you should know in the beginning of the Parsha, again, it is strange that we talk about Yaakov and Esav, break back to Yaakov and Esav. And you know, the preface notwithstanding, but we know that the Pasuk tells us, Perek Chav Hei Pasuk Chav Zayin, page 126, Vayidu HaNarim Vayesav Ish Yodea Tzayid Ish Sadeh, Ish Yodea Tzayid Ish Sadeh, what does Rashi say? That he was a man who knew how to trap. And Rashi says, top of the set of the left column on page 126 in Rashi, Latsud to trap Luramos es Oviv Befiv and to deceive his father with his mouth. Vishalo, and you'd ask him, Abba, Hechma Asrin is a melech vizatevin. How do you take miser from salt and straw? Kisavir Oviv, Shu medaktik be mitzvahs. His father thought he was medaktik in mitzvahs. So now, one question. Well, Bob Jarvis says, I understand. Yitzchak must have thought Esav was an idiot, though. Everyone knows you don't take miser from salt and straw. It's tipshus. It's foolishness. Like that question, oh, what a tzaddik. What an idiot. He's not going to think he's such a tzaddik. He's going to think he's a fool. So what's going on here with this question? So Lubavitcher Rebbe interprets it in such a beautiful way. Salt and straw themselves are meaningless things. Straw is garbage. Salt? What salt? But when you take salt and you add it to food, what does it do? It enhances it. It brings a flavor. Or it can preserve it. Straw itself, it's chaff, but straw, we know, protects the grain. Straw can be used also to build. When they were making the bricks, what did they need to make the bricks? They needed straw to make the bricks in Egypt. So you know what Esav was saying? He was saying, my father, not how do you take miser? I know it's not grain. But what's the value? Like Avram gives maser mikol to Malki Tzedek. He just takes. So he's saying, what's the value? How do I value salt? How do I value straw? Meaning Esav was struggling. That's what Yitzchak saw. The Rebbe interprets it very differently. That this was a struggle that Esav had. And that's what Yitzchak saw, that he's saying that, you know, I have this melech, I have this tevin, But I know it doesn't have a value in of itself, but how do I combine it with? And we know ultimately that Esav's head was buried by his father, right? The famous Medrash, that Chushim ben Dan, Yaakov's grandson, when Esav was holding up the burial of Yaakov, when all the Shvatim and their boys came to bring Yaakov back to Maris HaMachpelah, Chushim ben Dan, who was deaf. So what's my great uncle Esav doing here, holding up the bear? And he took a sword and he chopped off Esav's head. And the Lashon is that Esav's head rolled to the foot of his father's body. Meaning, because what did Esav see in? What did Yitzchak see in Esav? He saw that Birosho in his head, there was a Ratzon. But the problem was, when it was attached to the guf, he became Esav Harash. And that's what Rivka saw. Rivka said, I understand conflicted people, right? But and again, don't forget, Yitzchak knew when he went to that Keda, who were the two Na'arim that walked with him and his father? Eliezer and Yishmael. Even though Avram sent Yishmael away, the Medrash says Avram would visit Yishmael all the time. And when he's about to take Yitzchak on this great journey, who's there, the two people escorting Avram Avinu? Who does his father bring back? Right, he never gave up on Yishmael. So doesn't it make sense Yitzchak's never going to give up on Esav? And in fact, the bracha that he wanted to give him is V'yitin l'cha Elokim. Many point out that the bracha that Yaakov gets isn't really the full bracha of the Bris Bein HaBesarim, of the covenant, to be the covenantal community. V'yitin l'cha Elokim, b'lashon din, meaning that there's schar nonesh, meaning he was trying to tell Esav that you're going to be successful if you listen to God's voice. I mean, this was like a Musar Shmuz Bracha, akin to what Yaakov did to some of his own kids, right? Because when you look at Berchas Yaakov, there were only a few that got blessings. Most of them, what did they get? They got insight into who they were. That's the greatest blessing. I'm going to uncover who you are. That's what Yitzchak was trying to do to Esav. But now we understand where it comes from. The Avodah Panimis. Everyone says because the Gevura and Esav had Gevura. But let's look at it in a deeper level, in a panimistic level, in a very subtle spiritual sense, that Yitzchak understood what it was to work on yourself, understood what a person could do, understood how a person can transform self. That's what Yitzchak was testimony to. So of course his son was going to have a great challenge. He understood that. But that's why he knew who Esav was. He knew who Esav was. Again, Rivka had a greater perception. You know, the Gemara does say women have a bina yaseira, understand people better than men do. Right? That's why women are much better therapists than men, right? They have a bina yaseira to understand. So this is what I think when we take a step back and we really want to try and understand the broader picture, who Yitzchak Avinu was. There's so many things in this parsha. And to take, you know, from the very beginning, Avram Holed is Yitzchak, to understand what Yira is and what Yira is not, what the Pachad Yitzchak was, what the Pachad Yitzchak was not, to understand how is he so successful, how his name means Yitzchak, to understand why Davka Yitzchak Avinu is the one that digs the three wells, because that's the whole essence of what the Beis HaMikdash is, that's the whole essence of what Judaism is really all about. And that's why Avinu Ata, Ki Avinu Ata, that at the end of the days, we're going to say, Yitzchak, you're the one, you're the father, Kirachim, you're the one that's going to save us, defend us against Hashem. And this is why he never gave up on Esav. Because he knew what a human being could do. He knew what we were capable of in terms of digging deep and finding the true you. And as we should all be Zocha, right? We say, okay, Avram, like Yaakov, somehow we connect the God of Avram in chesed and kindness and good, that connects him to the God of Yaakov and Torah. But Yitzchak's avoda, his prayer. But prayer it is not what avoda originally was. What's avoda originally? Beis HaMikdash and just eved, avoda, eved, service. We've made it avoda shebelev, but that's not what it, meaning service of the heart, tefillah. It's not what it was originally. It was avoda in the Beis HaMikdash. and that of why davening takes place of that, okay, we but to think about digging deep and finding the true self. So that's that takes it to a different level. But we should, hopefully we should be inspired by Yitzchak Avinu. All too often Yitzchak Avinu, I think, gets a bad rap. You know, and a lot of Sfarim HaKadoshim, you know, that's why they say Yitzchak doesn't have his own parsha. He's Gevura Din. He can't be by himself. He has to be either with Avram, that's Chesed, or with Yaakov, that's Teferis. And again, Chas V'Shalom, I'm not calling Din on anyone. You know, but I think we have to recognize the Gevura that we do have. And the paradigm that Yitzchak Avinu can be for all of us. Shkoyach, thanks for coming out. Good to see you, Rav Moshe.